76 podcasts led the big parade, 110 cornets right behind. That's right, folks. Welcome to FlameFlash.net podcast episode 76. And may as well make a lame Music Man reference because, well, we're 76 podcasts in. Not a bad record. Not having missed one yet. Keeping it up. As has been the established routine, we are going to go to raptor.com and partake of the Raptor Report. First up is actually a callback to a previous era, or soon-to-be previous era, Mario Kart Wii. Teamed up as a team, so the four of us raced, Red Flare and the two older two. And the team did pretty well. Ran four races. They had done some earlier ones, but I was on the hunt for the fourth Wii remote so I could join them. The Sims 3 creeps up. I don't actually recall much in the way of Sims 3 except reinstalling it. Yep, had to reinstall the Sims 3. Takes quite a while. Diablo 3. What? Wait a minute. Yeah, a few different ones are showing up in the Raptor Report this week. Diablo 3 actually was only 1 hour. However, I forgot to quit Raptor on the other computer that was also playing Diablo 3. So, we parallel recorded an hour each. World of Warcraft actually didn't see much playtime this week. And I'm going to glaze over Diablo 3, by the way, folks, because I'm not near level cap yet. There's not much to speak of D3 quite yet. It'll come. There's not much to speak of yet. Also suffered from a lack of time for World of Warcraft. It happens. Happens to the best of us. The little bit of time we did have was progression. So we pushed harder and went for that next level to get to 90. Also flipped to the Horde Monk for a short amount of time. Rolled out a few more quests, but didn't stay long. Magic the Gathering, Duels of the Planeswalkers, 2012. I found out that Blue-Red Izzet deck is not going to serve me very well at Friday Night Magic, at least in the local store. Has enough counterspell, has enough control, but it's lacking an oomph that it enjoyed during the pre-release. I don't know if it's because decks were smaller during the pre-release or what, but the red-blue deck still needs work. Civ 5 comes out on top actually this week for the most played game. It was nice going back to it. We have a new laptop after Red Flares died, and it runs beautifully on the new laptop. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. But we'll transition back from Raptor Report to World of Warcraft. So, a Mega Bloks commercial hit. Head on over to Muck of Mists. And there's a link on flameflash.net. And see for yourself. It doesn't really fully highlight all of the sets that are available. And in fact, I'm still having trouble finding all of the sets that are available. But it celebrates it. And that's what we were going for, right? Yak on a cloud. I have no idea what this thing actually is. So go take a peek yourself on Monk of Mists. But my original thought was this was going to be the next Blizzard Storm mount. Since then, other skins, other recolors of this particular mount have surfaced. So far, we haven't had recolors go to the Blizzard Storm. So it's highly possible that instead, it's going to be one of the new 5.1 faction rewards. We'll have to wait and see. Not enough information at this time. Something else they're adding to the game: more pets. So, if you're a vanilla raider, if you like going and soloing the vanilla raids, we're talking about those smaller raids, the original World of Warcraft raids, you can now get pets. Companion pets. Pet battle pets will drop from, for instance, Naxxramas, which is now floating over Northrend, but still technically a vanilla raid. Mr. Bigglesworth. Kel'Thuzad's cat. I love it. I think it's great. Some more reasons to go back to the old world and enjoy. I approve. So, with the new pets, the new computer, Warcraft runs beautifully. That's the other reason there wasn't much gaming this last week, actually, because the computer was being set up. Lots of downloading via Steam required. But we're caught up now. What else happened this week, though? So we'll set gaming aside and step over to tech for a moment. Apple released some new line generations of products. First off, Apple turned around and gave us a brand new iPad mini. Been rumored to be in the works for quite a while. It's finally here. It's amazing, and I say this on the article I write about it, about the fact that my youngest kids don't know a world where we have touch-based computing, where we don't have touch-based computing. They just don't know it. The older two don't know a world with the familiar sound of connecting to the internet. This, right here, right now, would not have been possible back then. Streaming video up to you. Wouldn't have been possible. And here we are. Absolutely amazing. The evolution of technology. Now, we're going to pass on the iPad mini. We're going to pass on the iPad fourth generation as we watch the iPad 3 buyers on the horizon sharpening pitchforks. Are those torches they're lighting? Huh. Yeah. My condolences if you're an iPad 3 buyer. I'm shocked and appalled that Apple released a new iPad this early. Very surprised. I still like the iPad 2, which you can still get directly from Apple, brand new. A new Mac Mini model was announced. We're lightly touching on the items that I highlight on FlameFlash.net in an article. New Mac Mini. Cool. Still no CD drive. We're getting away from the DVD drives. Don't understand why. But the piece de resistance, a new Mac Mini. It's thinner. It looks sleeker. It's Still absolutely huge desk space-wise. 27 inches. And a solid-state hard drive with the boot. You know, the operating system. And a terabyte or two of storage capacity. For the best of both worlds. Speedy boot drive right next to capacity. Ability to take on the media of today. Now, while Apple was having its press conference, Zynga, you know, the makers of Farmville and the stealers of everything else, laid off 100 people. Pack up your crap. You've got 2 hours. Get the heck out. My condolences to those at Zynga, and I wish them luck in their future endeavors, and hope that they're able to easily ride out the holidays, and hopefully still have happy holidays, because they land on their feet. And so we don't close out on a downer on the 76th episode that started with me serenading you. Iron Man 3 trailer has been released. The kids highly approve. I highly approve. Just go watch it. Go check it out. If you have questions about it, write in. Podcast at flameflash.net. Twitter at flameflash. Or join me on Raptor. I'm Flameflash over there, too. You can find all my gaming profiles, all my World of Warcraft characters, nicely synced up and ready to compare your achievements with mine, your time investment with mine, and we'll see what happens. This has been the 76th podcast of Flameflash.net. We're going strong. We're continuing to go, and we'll go see you next week. This is Flame Flash, signing off.